We hear a lot about how ungodly our culture has become these days, but as Christians, how should we engage with culture? We'll discuss that tonight with Shelley Komaszewski. She is with Josh McDowell Ministries. Stay with us for Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wiley, Texas, Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of topics, and engaging today's culture is certainly a topic we need to talk about. Shelley Komaszewski is back with me tonight. She is with Josh McDowell Ministries and has a podcast with them and works with Josh's team to cut through today's cultural confusion so people can see Jesus clearly. Shelley, great to have you back on the show.
It's so good to be back, Don.
It has been a joy, and been looking forward to this, and I want to talk a little bit about what you do. You are the Director of Development and Public Relations for Josh McDowell Ministries, and you are a part of another large ministry, too. Crew.
Oh, Crew. Josh McDowell Ministry is a part of Campus Crusade for Christ, which is called
Otherwise
Crew.
Known as Crew.
That's right. And they are in 190 countries around the world.
That is pretty amazing.
It is.
The worship channel is in 192 countries around the world.
Just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah. And we are live on the worship channel tonight.
We don't have
nearly as many contacts as Crew does. And what a great ministry it is. The late Dr. Bill Bright, Vonette Bright, great people. I recall at one of the religious broadcasters meetings, Kathy and I had the privilege of sitting at the table next to them. And what a visionary, what a pioneer in terms of ministry. And Josh, incredible impact. In fact, let's start by talking about Josh. I think he's pioneered really two areas, apologetics and evangelism. Would you agree?
I do. And those don't always go together.
No.
So we have lots of people doing evangelism, and they really want just people to see Jesus, and a lot of people doing apologetics and help us know why we believe what we believe.
Yeah.
But putting those together is Josh McDowell's sweet spot.
But there's a third thing that Josh does that
we need
to mention. He is one of the oldest youth ministry people in the world. And I say that because I'm one of the oldest radio hosts in the world.
Josh
and I have done a lot of radio together over the years.
Yes, you have.
But, you know, it's amazing. In fact, there was a time that I had Josh and another man who is a specialist, Dawson McAllister, in youth ministry, had them both on the radio. And at that time, they were both pretty young, and I was pretty young as well. And so it was a great opportunity. Now, we want to get into our topic tonight, engaging culture. How do we go about it? How should we engage with culture? And tonight, if you want to talk about this, maybe you have been involved in engaging culture, or maybe you have struggled with engaging the culture, and a lot of us have. The number is 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. And I think we are live in video tonight as well. So some of you are able to watch us, and that would be on the Facebook page. Is that correct? Yeah, and Cora sitting and handling that part of it and running camera for us tonight, and we appreciate that. And we'll talk about our entire team here in just a bit. We do want to get you to give us a call tonight and help us talk about the culture. We all discuss it, but we don't define it very often, and we often don't talk about how believers need to navigate this important topic. And Shelley, you've done a lot of studying on this. You've talked about this on your podcast, which we'll talk about, and we'll get right into that as well. But again, our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. 855-586-5433. So good to have you with us tonight on the program Encouragement Live, and we'll come back right after these important messages.
We are 100 years old.
Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarbrough on the seminary's motto, Teach Truth, Love Well.
That is what we do. That's our slogan that we use. Obviously, it's preach the word. For all of us, we are called to teach truth and live it out.
To learn more about how Dallas Theological Seminary can equip you for biblically based Christian service, visit dts.edu. That's dts.edu.
Are you looking for family-friendly television or biblical studies with informative programming? Let me introduce you to CrossFlix. From children's cartoons to in-depth studies to inspiring music, CrossFlix is an ever-growing community of broadcasting developed for the family, now available for Roku, Apple TV, Fire Stick, Apple iOS, and Chromecast. Search through our on-demand library with a free trial. CrossFlix. Entertain. Educate. Inspire.
We are back on Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins. Shelley Komoszewski is with me on the broadcast tonight. She has been working for many years with Josh McDowell Ministries. In fact, since she was about 8 years old, I think. Is that correct,
Something Shelley? Like that.
Almost, yeah, many years. You and Rodney Love have both been a part of Josh's
yes.
ministry and have encountered each other from time to time.
We sure have.
And Rodney, of course, is a part of this ministry as well. We appreciate that. And we have to give a word of a shout and a congratulations to at least a couple or three members of our team. Danny Webster is now a grandfather.
Woo-hoo!
Can you believe that? One of the youngest grandfathers in history. And congratulations to Elizabeth Andrade. Webster Andrade. We'll get that double name in there. Elizabeth produces my podcast. Mm. And she has delivered Henry on Thursday. Mm. And he is doing well. And Mario and Elizabeth are both doing well. And Danny and his wife, Lou Ann, are doing well. In fact, Danny's about 6 inches off the ground tonight. But that's a great piece, and we're thankful. So in addition to Danny and a number of people on our staff tonight, we have Brent here, we have Chris and Cora. Cora's running camera. Bailey is here. Riley is here. Rodney, as I mentioned. And by the way, I have four generations of my family here tonight.
That is impressive.
Isn't that nice?
That's so sweet.
Talks about in Scripture being involved in getting God's word out to the third and fourth generation. Mm-hmm. And I'm very thankful. My son, Brent, my grandson, Chris, his wife, Cora, the daughter, Bailey, and Rodney's grandson, Riley, is here tonight. And Riley and Bailey play a very important role. They get the names of the callers in here and people call. And if you'd like to be one of those callers, we would certainly love it. I know, Shelley, you enjoy talking with callers.
I do.
So give us a call. Let us know. Maybe you're watching tonight. 855-586-LIFE is the toll-free number. That's 855-586-5433. And we have just about enough time before the next break to define culture. So what in the world are we talking about mm-hmm. with culture, Shelley?
Well, we use it a lot.
Yeah.
Do we know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
So when it comes to culture, it's what we make of the world around us. It's the civilization. It's the collection and the customs and the achievements that define a nation, a people, or a social group. It's the thread that weaves us together.
Mm.
And it shapes our behaviors, it shapes our beliefs, and so that's what we talk about when we define what culture is. Hmm. So there's something called big culture. If
yeah.
you watch the commercials, you'll hear there's big hungry.
Yeah.
So we can talk about the difference in culture. There's big culture,
yeah.
which is...
It's the whole world.
It's the world yeah. around
mm-hmm.
us.
Yeah.
And then there's individual cultures or small cultures,
yeah.
little cultures
yeah.
that are our family units, our church culture, our neighborhood. And those are a little bit easier to get our arms around.
It's a little hard to influence big culture. Ministries like Crew, Campus Crusade,
yes.
Josh McDowell Ministries, we'd like to think that the Worship Channel is having an impact on big culture
yes.
with the people that listen. But little culture is where most of us live. And Shelley, mm. you and I are going to talk about how we can impact that culture for Christ. The number is 855-586-5433. There's a verse in 1 Peter 3 we ought to touch on when we come back. And again, the phone number is 855-586-5433. CrossFlix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based movies and shows for the whole family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses such as Jerusalem, the Eternal City, and Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to your own community and join others on their spiritual journey. You may join as an individual or as a church and develop connections like never before.
CrossFlix has partnered with the SEAL Future Foundation and Bless IL to support brave American and Israeli military veterans and their families suffering from trauma. The relationship between the U.S. and Israel is a long-standing one of strength and divine connection, and one that must continue to be nurtured.
When you join CrossFlix, you'll see firsthand the amazing work you'll help support, providing encouragement and hope to American and Israeli veterans and families.
CrossFlix.com. Educate, entertain, and inspire.
Sat7 is satellite Christian television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in the people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. We're back on Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins. Shelley Komaszewski is with me in the broadcast tonight. Our toll-free number, 855-586-5433. Brad Smithart produced the music you're listening to in the background, and you can Google him, bradsmithart.com, or just Brad Smithart, and you can download some of that easy listening music if you'd like. And pray for Brad and Nikki. They're going through a hard time. They're part of our ministry team, and both of them dealing with health issues. A lot of people, Shelley, dealing with health issues these days.
My husband is. Yeah. Yes.
We want to pray for him. His first name is?
Ed.
Ed. Okay,
yes.
Let's remember Ed Komaszewski, and we will remember him in prayer in just a bit as well. In fact, let's just pause now so that we don't forget. Father, thank you that we can bring those who are hurting before you. And Lord, tonight, many of our listening family may be hurting, and we would commit them to you. And Lord, maybe we can encourage and pray with some of them. And Lord, encourage them to give us a call. And for Ed tonight, for Kathy, who's had some health issues, Lord, especially for Brad and for Nikki, we commit them to you. And we thank you, Lord, that you are the great physician. And we ask you just to work in a great way. And I think of the young student in India, Achal, who's going through a health crisis right now. And I pray for her, Lord, and ask that you would motivate people to be praying for these who are going through a hard time. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, encouragement, a big part of encouragement is prayer, praying with people, praying for people. And I know you buy into that 110%, Shelley.
Absolutely.
All right. So how do we approach the culture?
All right.
What is the best? You have come up with three strategies here. And
well, I'm not sure if they're strategies, but as believers, we tend to fall into one of three areas when we think of engaging with culture.
Okay.
We can be against culture. Because we see the things that scare us, things that are very against the Christian worldview.
Yeah.
And so we are against it. We separate ourselves from culture. But that means our light doesn't shine.
Yeah.
We can swing the pendulum too far the other way and become so much like culture. We can actually be of culture and be so consumed by it that they can't see a difference between those in the world and those who are believers.
Ooh.
Or in the middle of those,
here's the alternative.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
We have two ditches. What's in the middle ground? What if we're in and for culture?
And
do you like that?
We're representing Christ in and for culture.
In and for culture, because we're in Christ and we're for Christ. And to be in Christ and for Christ, we need to be in culture and for culture so they can see Jesus clearly.
All right, let's unpack this a little further, Shelley. Let's talk about the why behind, for example, against. You suggest that it's fear-based. And as I recall, Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit or an attitude of fear, but of power and of love and of a disciplined or sound mind. So there's a reason why we should not embrace a fear approach of I'm against everything in the culture.
And I think sometimes for believers, it comes from a pure heart that says, I want to remain pure.
Yeah.
I don't want to mix, be in the world, but not of the world.
Yeah.
But sometimes believers have gone so far the other way that they just close the door and their light can't shine.
Yeah, and that's where 1 John 2 comes into play. Mm. Do not love the world or the things that are in the world. The love of the Father is not in you if you're doing that. And you get into the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. But again, there is in and for the culture. I think Paul modeled that very well. I think about what he did in Acts chapter 17 and on Mars Hill and other places throughout the book of Acts.
Yes.
He was a classical example, I don't think. I'm not sure where that term came from. And then Peter had something to say in terms of, we use it for apologetics a lot, but I think it has to do with a positive impact of culture. Tell us about 1 Peter 3:15.
It says to be ready, always ready to give an account.
Yeah.
So if we're shining our light into culture, what happens when you put a light on in the dark?
Mm.
It gets noticed.
Yeah.
And when people come and notice it, are you ready? Be always prepared to give an answer for the hope that lies within you. But what does it say?
With meekness and with respect. Yeah. And if we're doing that, and it starts with sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts.
Mm.
And if he doesn't have first place in our hearts, it's going to be hard for us to counter, to stand in and for culture. And that's what we're talking about, living in the midst of a culture, but we're for the good of our cultural context.
We are, because we want to impact our world for Christ.
855-586-5433. Now, speaking of in and for, how's that for a transition?
Very smooth.
Josh McDowell Ministry has started the In and For podcast.
Yes.
Hosted by
myself and Brock Anderson. So we only have one so far. We're recording the second one this week. Last time I was on the show, when we came out of commercial, you said, Shelley, tell us about the podcast. And I said, it hasn't started yet, but we'll let your
listeners
be the first to know. And so you're the first ones to know.
Wonderful. Well, we want to encourage you, check out josh.org/podcast.
Podcast.
Very simple.
And for podcast.
In and For podcast. Brock Anderson, tell us about Brock, your co-host.
Brock is our VP of content. He has a missionary heart and loves people deeply and wants to see people see Jesus clearly.
855-586-5433. As we talk about impacting culture, how should we engage with culture? We have to be in it, in the world, but not of the world, and in favor of the culture for a positive impact for Christ. Now, Shelley, as Christians, do we really have to care about culture, do you think?
We have to care about culture because Jesus cares about culture.
All right.
How do we know that? Because he cares about the people in culture.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so if we're going to impact our world for Christ, and that's a big, big, bold phrase, right?
Yeah.
It reminds me of the Sunday school song.
This little light of mine.
I'm going to let it shine.
Yeah.
And what did it say?
Hide it under a bushel.
No. I'm going to let it shine.
Yeah.
And so what do we do? What does that mean to let our light shine, to impact culture?
Yeah.
I go back to when people said, ask Jesus, what's the greatest commandment? What did he say? Love the Lord your God
with all your heart, soul, and mind.
And
love your neighbor as yourself. And
so
tonight we are advocating for that. And if you are doing those two things, you are following what Jesus instructed us to do. and you are undoubtedly impacting your culture. Mm. But sometimes, Shelley, we feel like, you know, my light is pretty dim. What can one person with a candle? You know, it's interesting in the Super Bowl and in some of these football games, you'll see people light a little flashlight or a little thing.
Their phone. And
you'll have 70, 80, or 100,000 people with a little bitty light on their cell phone. And it's amazing.
It's a beautiful picture.
It is. And that's what we're talking about or doing tonight. Our first call has come in. We have Bobby in North Carolina listening over American Family Radio. Bobby, you are on the air with us. Go ahead.
Yes. Crusade for Christ. What a beautiful ministry.
Yes.
Encouragement for all Christians. We missed the boat the last 35, 40 years since 1990. Because before that, people knew God and they didn't speak, even if they didn't believe. They gave you, if you said was talking about God, for instance, there would be people, if anybody spoke against it and wouldn't let you speak, non-believers back then, they spoke up, hey, this man has a right. And so it was such a different thing back in the, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, up to the 90s.
You know, Bobby, you are making an important point here, and that is that our culture to a great degree, and Shelley, I know you've studied this, our culture has changed. Talk about the change in the 40 or so years that Bobby's talking about.
Well, culture does change. Truth doesn't change,
right.
But its critics do. And so the questions that generations ask, the things that prevent them from seeing Jesus clearly changes. And so we as believers, instead of being undaunted by some of the big pieces, if we understand some of the things that prevent this generation, this culture from seeing Jesus, what a beautiful way to step into that gap and live boldly and passionately and let your light shine.
Yeah, and a lot of that letting your light shine is living out an example. I wrote a book on discipleship, Master Discipleship, and then we revised it and added life coaching, and it's called Master Discipleship Today. Yeah. And in that, we talk about the first two steps of discipleship, and most people think the first step in discipleship is evangelism, but I suggest that setting an example is where it starts. And in fact, Jesus, when he prayed in John 17 to his disciples, were listening. He prayed to his Father, but his disciples were listening. The first thing he said was, I have manifested your name to the men you gave me. And then two verses later, he says, I have given them that sharply focused message, the words that you gave me. They've believed them. They've come to know me. And so I think that's a lot of where it starts. And Bobby, it sounds like over the years, you have had the opportunity to let your life shine for Christ. Talk about how you've been able to do that.
Well, you know, that's a story in itself. But what I wanted to say is I believe, because I think in the last, I said back from the 90s, that the Christians dropped the ball. And that's what has led us up to now from the 90s, okay? We went the other way. We just sit down and be quiet and all that. So we have the most beautiful, we're so blessed with ministries in this country, ministry after ministry. I mean, just you could name it. AFA, of course, American
yes.
Family
mm-hmm.
Radio.
Good AFA. Ministry, great but, ministry.
Yeah, but the thing is this is our time. I hope we don't drop it. We need to pull the... Get together and love Jesus. Love one another, and that's what's going to change the culture, because they're going to say, I want that. So we got three and a half years, and I think it's a golden opportunity. I don't want to say it was the golden years, like Donald said. I think he's right. I think you've got something there. The golden years is elder talk, really.
Well, and you've brought up something, Bobby, that I think is so important, and that is that loving one another as Christians is one of the ways we let people know that we're Christ followers. Jesus said that in John 13 in the upper room.
Yep.
By this shall all men know that you're my disciples if you love one another. Mm-hmm. Shelley, would you lead us in prayer for Bobby and for others of his generation who are letting their light shine?
Yes. Father God, thank you for Bobby. Thank you for his boldness in wanting his generation to see you clearly. And so would you put a light within those who are listening? Put urgency on our hearts to let our light shine so they may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. And Bobby, thank you for your call. Great to hear from you tonight. Good to hear. God bless. The number is 855-586-5433. I'll be back with Shelley Komaszewski right after this important break.
There are only two ways that your affairs will be settled after you pass away. Your way or the government's way. For anyone without a will or trust in place, the government will settle it through probate. So we must all ask ourselves, do I want the government to decide how my minor children get their inheritance and where my assets go, and then charge my heirs probate and court fees to make that happen? Or do I want to protect family from probate and steward the resources that God has entrusted to me by determining how the assets that I leave behind will be used? Find out what you need to know and do to protect your heirs at a free webinar with His Faithful Stewards. This free webinar will discuss wills and trusts and help you understand it all. Go to hisfaithfulstewards.com and find the link for webinars. There's a place there under webinars where you can sign up. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com and the link to webinars. hisfaithfulstewards.com.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minrith, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And I have a mid-program quiz, Shelley, to give our listeners.
Uh-oh.
And everybody get ready.
Okay.
What do the words in and for mean?
Ooh.
Are we listening carefully? We've talked about those that we are to approach in and for as representatives of Christ for the culture, but that's also the brand for your new podcast.
It is. In and For Podcast, Josh McDowell Ministry. You can go to josh.org and type in the search bar at podcast and
pop it up. You'll get the inaugural edition of it. Yeah.
It's brand new.
Yeah.
Brand new.
Fantastic. And you're going to drop this how often?
Once a month to start with, and then we'll see if it picks up some speed.
That'll be great. Ours drops Encouragement for You weekly, and we have from time to time, Elizabeth Andrade, who has just delivered Danny's first grandson, Henry, is the producer of my podcast, and
that.
We couldn't do it without her, and she does a great job, and I'm very thankful. She's worked with us on this program as well, so we're very thankful, and God's given us a great team. It's all a team ministry, and I know Josh McDowell Ministries is just that as well.
Yes.
Now, we really want to get into this subject of some ways to be in and for the culture and make our little light shine and take advantage of that. So let's start with, what's the first approach?
I think when we really want to be in and for culture, we need to consider our approach. I don't know what it looks like at your house, but when I come in and tell my husband I have the answers and listen up, it doesn't go well for me. So consider our posture. As believers, we do have truth on our side. We do have the answers, but instead of hitting people by a 2x4, let's take a posture of listening, a posture of love, like Bobby was just talking
about. Yes, that's such an important thing. You know, we talk about that in the context of Christian life coaching, and Rodney and I have both been involved, and Danny has as well. Danny's on the board of the Master Life Coach Training Institute. There are two fundamental skills for a Christian life coach, and it really is a great 21st century tool for carrying out the first century mandate to make disciples, and that is to listen Authentic, careful, active listening, and then asking, probing, cultivating questions.
That is so good. That should exactly be what our posture is.
Yeah, and do you know who did that first? Jesus. Yeah.
He sure did.
He'd ask a lot of questions. You go through the New Testament and mark the number of times, maybe even in your NIV or your King James or New King James or whatever, how many times you find a question mark where Jesus is talking. It would be revealing.
Interesting.
So an interesting thing to think. Yeah. But if we're listening and we're asking questions,
yes,
there's a proverb that says, and I think it's in Proverbs 20, the person who answers a matter before he hears it, to him it's a shame and a folly.
Mm.
So we need to be listening. We need to be paying attention. And I like the phrase that you put into our show sheet, do your actions match your heart?
Yes.
And the question there is your heart to hear people and to engage people? Or is your heart simply to declare your point of view?
Right. And authentic relationships.
Yeah. And going back to that verse we mentioned, 1 Peter 3:15, the last part, with meekness
and respect.
And respect. And
yes.
Boy, do we need to have a lot of that. So consider your posture. Don't be overbearing in the posture verbally or even physically. And what is our second of the ways that we can engage the culture?
I think we should pay attention to today's cultural issues. We need to be able to understand them. I know last time when I was on the show, we talked about the men of Issachar.
Oh, yes.
In First Chronicles, who understood the times in order to know what to do.
Yeah, that's such a great statement. And it's found in the middle of all this mention of different people and different tribes. And then the record suddenly says the men of Issachar, number one, they understood the times.
Yeah.
And secondly, and this is important, they knew what to do. And it's one thing to understand what's wrong with our culture. But secondly, do we know how to let our light shine? Do we, to go back to your analogy there, and again, Jesus said in Matthew 5, let your light so shine before men
that they will see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. 855-586-5433. Maybe you have been out there engaging the culture, maybe like Bobby has done up in North Carolina. Maybe you're in a different part of the country, and maybe you've had some specific cultural issues that have come up in your life, and maybe you'd like us to pray with you or talk with you about that. 855-586-5433. Now, we have talked about ways we can be in and for our culture.
Yes.
And we consider our posture.
Yes.
We don't want to be overbearing. We want to be respectful. Understand and pay attention to today's cultural issues, like the men of Issachar. And there are a lot of issues. Maybe we could name three or four or five or six of those cultural issues before we move on to the next couple of steps.
Well, one of the things that we see over and over and over is a global pandemic of loneliness. Loneliness. And so when we talk about culture and things that hinder us from seeing Jesus clearly for whole generations, and that spans not just Gen Z, but even up to boomers are experiencing lots of loneliness. Believer, child of God listening, you have the answers to that. And that's helping them see Jesus and understanding how much they are seen, known, and loved by the God of the universe.
And let me mention something that sort of goes along with that loneliness thing. One of the ways to address loneliness is for you to reach out. You know, sometimes we feel lonely and we're sort of huddled in our corner and saying, boy, I sure wish somebody would reach out to me. I'm so lonely. Tomorrow will provide a great opportunity for you to not abandon the assembling of ourselves together and to encourage one another. And sometimes we beat people over the head with the first part of Hebrews 10:25 and say, we got to go to church. But it's a matter of encouraging one another, and so much the more as we see the Lord's return approaching.
As we see the day approaching.
Yeah.
Amen.
So good to do that. So one of the issues is loneliness.
Yeah.
What are some of the other issues that we need to be aware of so that we can properly engage?
this generation is really struggling with some mental issues and some mental health issues. And so being aware of that, not to be scared by it or to run the other way, but understand that opens a door.
Yeah.
So for a generation to say, hey, I'm really struggling with this, is a way to go with pain points.
Yeah.
And bring the light of Jesus, to listen well, to ask questions, and then be able to tell your story. So are you ready to tell your story and what Jesus has done in your life?
We're in a world today where a lot of people are depressed, a lot of people are anxious, and some people are afraid to talk about that. And so, again, if you ask those gentle, loving questions, is something bothering you, or are things going difficult for you right now? Are you okay? Just a very simple question like that. Yeah, I would think of that. And then, of course, there's some of the big issues in our culture today.
There's a lot of big issues, and those tend to be overwhelming, and they can be scary. But here's the thing. Start where you're at.
Yeah.
Find where you have influence, and let your light shine. So some of us, the Lord has put us on big stages and big countries, and you know what? Let your light shine, impact that world for Christ.
Yeah.
For some of us, our world is much smaller.
It could be at the barber shop, the beauty shop. It could be at the grocery store.
It could be at the little league game as you're watching your grandson or granddaughter play.
It sure could. It could be at the coffee shop where you're enjoying a latte.
That's right.
And you have an opportunity maybe to share a word with a barista.
Yeah, encouragement. Yeah. We don't have to start with a 2x4 and pound truth, but just a sweet, hey, I see you. Are you okay? Hey, you look, this is amazing. Thank you so much for serving me well.
Which brings us to the third of these four ways that we can be in and for culture. We've talked about considering your posture and understanding and paying attention to today's cultural issues. Number three is, drum roll,
finding where you have influence.
Okay. And where do you, how do you do that? How do you go about that, Shelley?
It's so interesting when we look at scripture. And so what Bobby was saying is this world isn't what it was in my day.
Right.
You know what? The scripture says that the Lord picked the times we would be alive. The Lord also picked the boundaries. The boundaries of our life have fallen in good places. You are alive at this time, in this place, to impact your world for Christ. And so you start where you're at. If you're in a nursing home, man, how can you encourage the people on your hall?
Oh, there are a huge number of people, and you may go down to the dining room and you encounter
Absolutely.
People from all the other halls in the nursing home.
Exactly.
Or the senior citizen.
Wherever you're at, are you a stay-home mom, but you take kids to the park and you play and you have an opportunity to engage? So we don't have to tackle the whole world.
Yeah.
Let's start right where we are, and I promise you, child of God, you have more influence than you think.
And many of us spend 8 hours or more a day at work. And what a great mission field that
beautiful
is.
Beautiful mission
Talk about
field.
That.
No, wherever we're at, shine your light.
Yeah.
This culture, the darker it gets, the more they need the light of Jesus.
And it may simply be sitting down with somebody at lunch and talking with them.
Ask questions.
Yeah, ask questions
what's
at break.
Going on in your
what's
world?
Happening? Tell
that's
me about
right.
your new grandchild. Tell me about what's happening.
All build those, relationships.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And let's get into number four before the break. What is the fourth thing? There's a dichotomy here.
Well, we all want to change the world, right? But we have to remember we're not God. God is God. And so it's not our job to fix culture, but it is. God calls us into the work of making our light shine. So be faithful wherever God put you. You have more influence than you realize, and you have light to shine. So believer, shine your light.
So your role is to let your little light shine. God's role is to take that light and let
multiply
it multiply, let it penetrate, let it combine with other people's lights, and you never know from that point what God's going to do. Once again, check out that new podcast that Shelley's hosting, the In and For podcast, co-hosted by Brock Anderson, and it's available at josh.org/podcast. I believe you also have an online newsletter. Tell us about that.
Oh, if you haven't been to josh.org lately, man, I'd encourage you to take a visit. There are so many great resources. There's helpful articles. articles, moving stories of changed lives, and practical ways that you can learn to impact your world for Christ. So josh.org, on the first page, you can sign up for a monthly newsletter and just get some practical ways to make your light shine.
And that's at josh.org. By the way, if you'd like to re-listen to this program, we're on at 9 p.m. Central Time tomorrow night on the Worship Channel. And the program will be podcasted at encouragementlive.org. Our number is 855-586-LIFE. We'll be back.
Do you have an extra car taking up valuable space in your driveway? Let Encouragement Live take it off your hands. It's easy, free, and best of all, tax deductible. Get your driveway back and keep Encouragement Live rolling so more people can bridge the gap between their faith and everyday life. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. That's 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
What do Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutzer have in common? They all trained to preach God's Word at Dallas Theological Seminary, and you can train at DTS too. If you've been called to preach or teach God's Word, find a degree or course that's right for you on one of our campuses or online at dts.edu. Dallas Theological Seminary, where they teach truth and love well. Visit dts.edu.
The older people grow, the more important it is that they have savings that are not at risk in the stock market.
Here's an important warning from Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I've seen many people in their 50s that have all their savings still in a 401k or some other market-based account that is fully at risk of loss.
Roxanne and her team offer practical financial counsel to people from all age groups.
It could be that they need to start saving for the future in retirement, or maybe they've already done those things and they just need to be good managers of what God's given them and get their money to where it can grow well but won't be at risk of loss in the stock market. Or maybe they need to get a will or a trust in place to protect their family from the cost and stresses of probate.
You can schedule a free and confidential time to talk with Roxanne at her website, HisFaithfulStewards.com. Just follow the links on the website to set a good time to talk, or you may call the office to set a time. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com. This is a great opportunity for you if you'd like to talk about or ask a question or make a comment about how should we engage with our culture today. Maybe you've been struggling in this area, or maybe you've seen some success. We'd love to hear about it. Toll-free number is 855-586-5433. So give us a call. Shelley and I would love to visit with you. 855-586-LIFE. And the numbers translate to 5433. And Shelley, there's a verse that Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 2 that sort of talks about maybe the fundamental necessity if we are to effectively let our light shine. You know, it's interesting. My car has gotten a little dirty the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
And I noticed that the lights that come on to when I back the car up, when I put it in reverse, are dim because of the dirt that's crusted across there. And I'm wondering if there's not a parallel that relates to that verse.
Ephesians 2:15, that you may be children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as light in the world.
Ooh, shining. So we want the light not just to be there, we want the light to shine. And it may be that there's some things in our lives that we need to confess, that we need to deal with, to be able to deal with those issues. There may be some habits that we need to ask God to help us break, to be able to let that light shine a little more effectively, things like that. Just ignore the sound that you're hearing in the background. It's just telling me that I need to eat something after the program is over, and I will do that. The toll-free number is 855-586-5433. Just dropped the card that Bailey handed me, and this is an anonymous caller calling in from Alabama. Good evening. You're on the air with us, Anonymous. Go ahead.
Yes, I need prayer and guidance on I was homeless for 20 years, and during that time that I was homeless, sometimes I didn't get food for pretty close to 60 days at the time, and I've got a roof over my head for the last 5 years and plenty of food to eat, but I find myself picking up food like I did when I was homeless if I drop it, and I guess because I'm getting older, I'm dropping it more often, and I just, before I can stop myself, I just reach down and pick it up and eat it.
Well, bless your heart. It sounds like you've been through a sort of a traumatic time, and Shelley, sometimes when we go through those really traumatic times, we're homeless, we don't have food, we tend to cultivate certain habits that are maybe hard to deal with, and our anonymous caller's going through a hard time. The middle name of our program is our first name of our program is Encouragement. I know you have some encouragement for this caller.
Oh, I'm so glad you called in, and it's such a sweet testimony of your faithfulness and Jesus's faithfulness, and we celebrate where you're at right now, and we just know that God has a plan for your life. And let your light shine, sweet woman of God. Let your light shine.
Yeah, and there are ways that you can do that. And I would encourage you, if you're not connected, connect with a local church in your community, in your area, one that preaches and teaches God's word, and one where the people are warm and loving and friendly. And then once you've done that, reach out to the pastor, one of the elders, one of the deacons, one of the leaders in that church, and ask them where you might be able to get some Christian counseling. And I think they can help you deal with that issue, because that's kind of a scar, as I would think, from the traumatic past that you've been through. And if you have a pen and paper handy, I'm going to give you a number that you can call to find out where there's a Christian counselor in your area. Do you have a pen and paper, caller?
Yes.
Okay, good. I want you to write this number down. This is the number for the American Association of Christian Counselors. Their number is 1-800-526-8600. Wait a minute. I can't remember it. Oh, let me give it to you by letters. 1-800-5 and the word counsel. This used to be our number for this program, and I should be able to remember it. But they say the memory is the first thing to go, and I can't remember the second one. But caller, if you will, write that down, 1-800-526-8673. It did come back to me. 1-800-5-COUNSEL, C-O-U-N-S-E-L. Heavenly Father, I pray for this dear anonymous caller who has phoned in tonight. She's going through such a hard time, Lord, and still feeling traumatized about food. And Lord, I just ask you to reach out to her, and Lord, let her connect with people who can support her, and let her get the counseling help she needs to deal with the trauma that she's experienced. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, caller. Good to hear from you. God bless.
Thank you.
855-586-5433. And Dana is our next caller, listening in Mississippi over American Family Radio. Good evening, Dana.
Hi. How are you doing?
We're doing well, thanks. Good to hear from you. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. Well, when you brought up the topic of being a Christian in today's society and dealing with the culture that we have today, a lot of people have been traumatized, like the girl that was just on the phone with you who went through a lot of trauma that you prayed for. That was beautiful. God answers prayers. But that was my thing, is that, you know, we're in a culture where we're being inundated with things like murder as being, you know, it's being kind of integrated into our culture. You know, it's not just murder, but it's also slander and all the things that the Bible talks about would happen in the, you know, in the end days. I hope I can say that on the radio.
But of course you can.
My thing is that we're in a culture of us and men. So we're in a culture where we have people in church buildings, and there are less and less from what I understand, but in the church buildings, they're like a us against them kind of attitude, or let's just let them join us and do whatever they want, and we'll, you know, say it's okay. So we've got that going on. But then we have this world. Like, I feel like church is classroom, and the world is actually our stage or our place to do the work. And so I've come across a lot. I'm a Christian. I believe in God. I'm also a sinner, but there are some things that I've come across in people, and I have seen evil, but then I turn on my television and I see murder every other, I don't know if you've noticed, but
of course, yeah.
And debauchery and thieving and just generally hurting other people. So we're in a culture where, and also narcissism, where people are all about themselves and their selfies. So we're in a culture where people are siloed, and the Christians are trying to protect themselves. And I don't blame them, because it's scary, right?
Well, let's get some insight, Dana, from Shelley about what we can do to break out of the silo and to be able to let that light shine. Because if you have a brilliant light shining down inside a silo, I'll get that right there. Obviously, you need to get that light out there. So, Dana, you've raised, I think, a very important point. Let's go back to the imagery of the light shining in the darkness.
Yeah, it starts just where you are, in your neighborhood, in your family. And so how I just keep going back to the Super Bowl when everybody just turned on their phone and one light at a time.
Yeah.
And if we as believers lived to know our God well, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor. And if love is our posture, that turns on a light, and all of a sudden it starts getting brighter and brighter. So is there an instant cure? No, but the darker culture gets, the more important our light is.
And the important thing there too, Dana, is to have other believers networked with us. And I go back to the local church, to be a part of a local church, maybe be involved in a Bible study where you're learning God's word, but you're also reaching out through that and even through your local church into your neighborhood, into your community, into your school. Maybe you have children that are in school and you're involved in PTA or whatever it's called these days, that kind of thing. But those are examples. Lead us in prayer, if you will, Shelley, for Dana and for others who are looking at all of these terrible things that are happening and saying, what can we do?
Yeah. Lord Jesus, you are sovereign. You are ruling, reigning, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Father, it's so, so easy to forget that when all we see is darkness on the news and all we see are the really hard things. So Father, would you give us boldness as believers who call ourselves by your name? Would you give us boldness to engage our neighbors and ask questions, to join in a community outreach, to join a local Bible study, to get encouragement, to band together, to each be a person that lights our phone in a way that brings you glory and it shows light in the darkness. And so, Father, thank you for Dana and her call and those who are in her sphere of influence. Father, empower her to do what only she can do through your Spirit. And we ask this in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Dana. We appreciate it.
Well, I really want to ask you this. This is so important. So what if the neighbor is the serial killer or the murderer or the rapist or the child abuser? What do we do?
Okay, let me quickly address that because we're down to our last minute. And I believe, number one, we start by praying for them. We are told, especially in the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus said, pray for those that despitefully use you and harm you. And so we pray for them. Secondly, we have an opportunity to witness to them in some situations. I know Rex Rogers has talked on this program about praying for members of Hamas and praying for members of Hezbollah and how we need to be praying that some of those individuals would come to Christ and hear the gospel. And that can happen, can it, Shelley?
It sure can.
All right. Thank you, Dana. We appreciate hearing from you. And thanks to each of you. And Shelley, great to have you on. Let me mention your podcast again. It is the NN4 podcast at josh.org/podcast. podcast. Get that right. And for all of us, Encouragement Live, good night.